It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WTN. Stay tuned. In just a few minutes, I got Blake Shelton, Kelly Clarkson tickets. July 1st at Soldier Field.
Great venue.
Opening for the DOD Warrior Games. I think you're going to like that. I think it's going to be just fine. Did you see the story? This is kind of goofy. There have been a series of armed robberies with people faking to be Uber or Lyft drivers.
Oh, gosh.
Downtown. And what they do is these people show up, they're fake Uber drivers, essentially. It's happening downtown and near North Side. Mm-hmm. Peak times. Mm-hmm. People, that are waiting for their Uber. And you can tell when people are looking for their Uber because they're looking at their phone. And they're
kind of looking up and trying to see the car colors.
Is that a Civic over there? I don't know. It's a blue Civic.
Right.
You've got your description and you're thinking, where is that?
And then you're like looking and you're like, I don't know. Is that what it is? I don't know. And then they stand in the middle of the street. The car's like pulling up and they run next to it. It's the cab was such a more civilized way to do this,
sort of rules to it. There are no rules to the Uber thing.
No.
Triple park, it doesn't matter. They just stop in the middle.
It's an average Joe, right? It was just driving the car.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I just started this an hour ago. When I got my phone.
I got into a car before once and it wasn't an Uber.
Oh. It looked like the Uber you called?
It was late, and I just figured this car stalled outside the house I was at was an Uber. And I got in, and they kind of looked at me, and I'm like, what's going on? They're like, what's going on? I'm like, okay. And then I was running from the car people were coming to it. They're like, oh, that's my ride, man. It was awkward.
I got to tell you, driving in the Tahoe,
uh-huh.
And I've been driving a Tahoe now for 2 years. Mm-hmm. I've had more than one person get in the back of my car.
It looks like the Uber black car service.
At a stop sign, yeah.
Looks like the fancy vehicles that Uber sends.
Yeah. So it's like
Uber black. And they should take them to where they're going. Yeah. You get a little money for that.
Right. Well, they have to pay me on the app. It doesn't work.
Oh.
Somebody else would be getting the credit.
Sorry, this is like cash only Uber.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
$50 anywhere you want to go, buddy.
The interesting deal here is that the mistake is really being made by the consumer. They're getting into a car. These guys are like pulling up and they're like, then they like wave at you because they know that you're looking for an Uber and you go, no, that's me. Come on.
Hmm.
And then people get in because they're not looking. You have to match the license plate number and you have to match the make
of the vehicle and the
right.
color.
You should always ask the person the name.
Right, because the name's right on your app.
I always do that. What's your name?
Yeah, sometimes the name is pretty complicated.
Yes, it is.
But that's even
really?
Better if they don't know.
Violetta Podramatic, really?
Hers
All right,
is easy
touche.
Compared.
But I mean, the point is, if they don't know it, then it's not your driver.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But then they should know. But it's so funny. When I get in, mostly they're questioning me.
Yeah, me too.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Me too.
What is your name? What's his name?
And then I'm like, you're not going to know my name anyway.
Well, it's on your Uber.
Yes, but they couldn't pronounce it, I think is their point.
That's the first thing they ask every time. What's your name? I can't
home.
Remember the last time I got an Uber where they didn't ask what my name
right.
was.
Oh, I always go, what's your name?
Of course you do. Of course you do, Judy.
How are you doing?
Not like that. That is not how she means it. What is your name, sir?
So many times when I use Uber downtown, I watch the car trying to get up to Michigan Avenue and they can't get here.
Yeah.
I'm going to call
Uber
another
downtown,
Uber.
Downtown, you're better off
it's
going
ridiculous.
Cab.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
Easier to flag them down than look
they
for
They can't
an Uber
get
downtown.
To the Tribune Tower.
I put my mom in a Uber pool just because, you know.
What? Why would you do that to your mom?
What is that, like, cheap?
Yeah, it's real cheap. It's like $2 to get anywhere. So anyway, I put her in that, and she makes friends. I call to make sure she's safe. I'm like, hey, mom, you everything okay? Like, where are you?
After I put you in the Uber pool.
Well, yeah, but I check in with her. It takes her like 2 hours to get home. She's like, it's fine. We picked up like 4 people on the way. I'm talking to Sylvia, and she's got a kid who went to – I'm like, okay, whatever. I got to go. You're fine, right?
See, this is a woman who literally put a roof over her head,
still
loves
does.
Her dearly, still puts roof, and does her laundry and makes her dinner every Tuesday night.
And I'm pretty sure irons
How
her clothes.
How do you know all that?
Because because you've said all of this on the air.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. true.
And so what?
Yeah, and you can't
what
give her
doing?
$5 for
listen,
an Uber?
You
right?
save like $4 with the Uber pool.
Listen,
you
the lady wants to
any.
Take CTA, so this is an upgrade.
I don't think so. I quite honestly do not think
like,
so.
She's cramped with a bunch of strangers in the back
she
of like,
likes
a
it.
Dirty
This is the
Toyota.
Point of my story. She likes it.
Oh, so maybe she'll do that more often.
And
now.
She also enjoys making dinner for me.
Does your mom bring cabbage rolls into the Uber pool? Start handing them out to the other passengers.
Made you some food.
Get out of my car. Let's get this smell. Get out of my car.
They don't like it. The professional drivers don't like it when you're eating in the car.
Get out.
It's like, why are you yelling? Stop.
But I'm afraid my mom's going to get in the wrong car now. She's just going to be like, my daughter called. This
right.
is it.
But that's the thing. And so this is like, there's a whole rash of these downtown where people are getting. And then they drive a couple blocks and they pull a gun and they steal everything from the person and kick them out of the car. That's a real deal.
Gosh.
So if you're going to use the Uber, as people call it.
Uber.
As no one's called it for like a year.
If you're going to use the Uber, you got to, or the Lyft. Or whatever it is. There's another one now,
there's
too,
Lyft,
right?
And there's Via, and
there's
a
couple
of
them.
Yeah, there's a couple more.
You're going to use them, then you got to make sure that you're getting in the right vehicle. And do like Judy does. What's your name? Where are you from?
Yeah, just you have to. I give him a dirty look until I get
know
him. Okay, I just give him a look.
As Judy just described her modus operandi with all of humanity.
Who are you?
You can never be too safe.
Who are you and what do you know, mister?
Yeah. Who are you looking at?
Oh, my God.
That would be helpful.
And then I usually start in with, and who dressed you this morning?
Really? You think you call this a car? Yeah. I don't know. Now that this Travis Kalanick guy had to quit.
The CEO.
He got fired. By the board. I can't believe the board didn't fire him when he took advantage of his own Uber and was berating the driver, right?
That was a very low moment. And then the coder, the female coder who put out that letter that went viral, this is why all women are leaving, Uber and we're not getting a fair shake. And they brought in Eric Holder.
That's what Travis was looking for. And they brought in
Eric Holder to investigate the company and sort of take a look at what the policies were and why they were having these problems.
It's never good when a former attorney general has to be hired to come
something.
In.
And so there you go. The co-founder, Travis Kalanick, out.
Yeah. So it's been a bad year.
He had a good run.
It's been a bad year for Uber. It's hard for them to find the good. But the problem here is that it is a little too loose. Right, I mean, it's a little too. This is a and they got and I know and I don't this in the city. It always bothered me that you go to O'Hare, and it's like, let's say you're dropping your family off at O'Hare,
right,
or you're picking up your family, you're picking up your friend, your family, whatever. Just as a citizen, you're doing this. Mm-hmm. You pull your car up and you try to drop somebody off at departures. And if you don't do the fire drill where everybody gets out of the car and runs around,
run.
And if you stop your car and you get out and you help somebody, they're like, boop. Yep. And then there's people screaming, get in your car. Get the hell out of here. What you doing?
I never understood that. Yeah, like, where do I drop them off?
You can't stop.
Cannot.
You just keep rolling. It's a slow roll, and you just jump out.
Right.
I mean, there's a tow truck showing up in two minutes.
I'll go around, drop off your luggage in a second.
Right, because they're out there screaming at you. I don't know where they find these people, but they are the angriest human beings ever.
It's not pleasant.
Who work there. Angrier that they went to some sort of, like the opposite of, they went to anger training.
And
so
I hate to
angry.
Say it, a lot of them are women.
Yeah, I'm glad you said it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I always get yelled at by the women, and they're just right on you.
And they're just screaming. Now, unless you have an Uber sign in the back of your car, right, with the little airplane on it.
You can stay there.
Then you can pull up and you can sit there for hours.
But that's a special area. It's in between terminals, which is a lesser safety, security
risk.
Yeah.
Really? What is so less safety about that?
Because you don't want people pulling up into the terminal or right outside the terminal. They're in that area between Terminal 1 and Terminal 2.
But they're 15 feet from between 1 and 2.
It's just on that curve there,
right
in between. But it's not like it's that far away from.
But it's the same. It's just right. It's just right there. But they don't allow anybody to stop to do anything. So then let me stand there and wait, or drop somebody off. What's wrong with that?
You have to wait in the cell phone zone or whatever that is. Wait, which is a
lot
farther.
Who's even ever gone to the cell phone zone?
I've gone to the cell phone zone.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What's the cell phone zone?
That's the, or the kiss and ride. I don't know, which is that one? The cell phone zone is where you have to go. And, like,
to text
most people,
your friends or whoever you're picking up.
Right. You can pull off over to the side, right? Most people do that, where they pull over on the entrance ramp.
Yeah, that's what I do. Right when you get past the toll booth and you just like, pray that some guy doesn't come yell at you.
Yeah.
The timing works out perfect normally.
And the angry ladies don't go over there and patrol that area.
No, they don't.
So you're fine.
But I just drive around and around and around.
Sometimes I do that too.
Yeah, you have to.
Sometimes I do that too.
But you better know your way around.
Oh, right.
You're getting on the interstate and you're dead.
And you just have to I'll pick up some like elderly person because that's what I do on the weekends. I get, you know, because I'm that kind of person. I give back. But, you know, like I'll go, you know, pick up my dad or something and it's like, you know, and he's, you know, didn't get around all that great, right? Mm-hmm. And so they're like, get in your car! What are you doing? Keep moving! And I'm like dragging a 90-year-old down the street, you know, down past Terminal 2, past Terminal 3. Dad, try to keep up! Just run! Just keep running!
Jump in the window!
Right. Don't look back!
No, hold on to the door handle! Hold on! Because, and what else? You have no other choice.
True. Does anyone ever park?
Oh, no. Why would we do that?